Yeah.
We're behind. We spent a lot of time yesterday. We're going to go very, very fast.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do tonight two blots. We're up to that. Chaf Aleph. Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph. Okay, we're behind. Okay, we're behind. Way behind. Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph. Because Sevis Kaka first makes a tattoo. He's Kaiska, so the Kaiska, the West Allah, the North, the Russian, the North, the Mishnah, the
West Allah. Sevis Kaka is a tattoo?
A tattoo, because Sevis Kaka means a Kasivas, Kasiv Kaka means etching. You etch into the skin, the Gemara is on the sin of the Chayef. Ink. There has to be two, there has to be a cut and has to be ink. Two together, right? Cost of, let's say a person makes an etch in his flesh, but there's no ink. Cost of, kaka means ink, or kaka, let's say, puts ink on his flesh.
What does kaka mean again?
To cut, you have to do it, you said kaka was the ink. Look at the Rashi, quick. The Rashi says, because I made a mistake. The word is, you first write with ink on your flesh, and then you cut. The word kaka means to cut.
Then it seeps in.
And it's forever. It's another tonight. Rashi says that a tattoo is permanent.
Right.
That's on kaka. He tells it the word in French. You're not around your flesh anything. The whole shop they go for, maybe people have different types of scans. In the hospital, they have to make permanent marks. Rahmanis who have different type of treatments, they have to print mark on the marks. There's also a tattoo. So the halacha of the say it's pikuach nefesh. You have no choice. There's nothing they possibly do, but in order to put the machine, they have to mark the body, and those marks never go away forever.
But in order to be in order with the violation, even if you ask somebody else to do it, a guy to do it.
Oh yeah, that was the messiah. Yeah.
Change it to
Biyodom, sorry, Biyodom with ink. Let's think about a person writes with ink, Veloy Kika does not cut. Or Kaka, he cuts, Veloy Kasav, he does not put the ink. Over here on the side of the Gemara, it says Bidyoy. There must be with ink. Okay, it's down on the side of the Gemara, if you have it on your Gemara, and the Hagoyis is over here, Bidyoy, Vaita. Or if you could call it blue. Anything which leaves an impression. It's a shame. A new halacha that a tattoo is only when you write it in the name of an avodah zara. If you do not write the name of avodah zara, then there's no chiv deraisa of making a tattoo. So what's the word? What does it mean? It doesn't mean avodah zara. I'm sorry. Ani Hashem. So what's that? Ani Hashem. It's called lafuke. Ani Hashem means I am Hashem. Don't you dare go put in your flesh the shame of an avodah zara because I am Hashem. Vaita. Amar le Rav Acha b'Rei d'Rebbe Rav Ashi ad yichtav Ani Hashem mamish. He disagrees with the previous Tana. It means you must write until Hashem, because it says in the pasuk, Rashi says, Al teva salolu Ani Hashem, atum chayav yemishum, because it's not avodah zara. He learns mamish these words, Ani Hashem, because that's what the pasuk says. Do not put in your flesh a kaseves kaka, Ani Hashem. The pasuk is telling you, what should you not make of the kaseves kaka, it should not be Ani Hashem. In fact, I disagree with you. Lo, what you say over here does not make any sense. You cannot possibly say that. I disagree with you. I'm saying it correctly. We'll go back to the Gemara. Does the Taka mean you telling me that you have to write Hashem? Does the Taka mean literally that you must write Hashem's name Mamish? Is that what you mean to say in the Mishnah? So I told him, no, that's not what I meant. You misunderstood me. When I say Hashem, it means to reject Avodah Zarah. No. What I meant to say was, "Can you tell me back a power? Ain't have ad shichtav shem avodis kachavim shenema uchasevis kakal lesed buchem ani Hashem v'loyacher." The whole purpose of Ani Hashem is coming to reject avodah zara. Vayta, Amar Rav Malkiya. Name is Malkiya. We have six halachas. Amar Rav Avad Barahava also leladam shitim elfar mikle al gai makoso. Now they put ash on a maka. Person achmon nolitzas the maka, and you put ash. So people use ash as a medicine to heal the maka. It's forbidden to use this as a medicine because the ash will leave a permanent mark on your flesh and it's doimed to a tattoo. it's doimi to a tattoo because it's going to leave it. Does it matter? That's the chomer lechom over here. Is that it's all that it's this? He has the same halacha. The rabbanon. Rashi says dafko come up. No, not maris ayin because mamshi holds mamsh. It's an extension. An extension. Look at Rashi. Eva makla dafko come up. Lefish shakashhi umiskakas b'makom malakav roishim nira shem achaz man. Avol off of yamlo, but stam earth is moti because the earth is not going to last forever. It's only ash will last forever. Vaita, and who says Ravi Malkia Vaita? It looks like Kicha Seves Kaka. Amar Rav Nachman, Bred Ravika, the Shud. Shud means a person he roasts meat on Yom Tov, or even on Shabbos, before Yom Tov, and he has a spit. The spit is muksa. The spit is disgusting. After you finish roasting, it's muksa machas mius. The middle, you're not allowed to be metalkal be yodayim. You have to be metalkal be natsad. You have to move with your elbows to the side of the room. You're seeing a chiddush, a spit upon which meat was placed before Shabbos began. Has it didn't when you take the meat off the spit, the spit is muksa machmas mius.
That means you're allowed to do it.
Only klachayad. Only klachayad. Shifachos. What does it mean, shifachos? If a man marries a woman, she's very wealthy, and she brings into the marriage four shifachos, Tanakama says she can sit and do absolutely nothing. She can sit back and do nothing. No, he holds that she has to do work, because a woman does not do work, she'll go meshuga, she'll come with a zima. So even a woman who brings into the marriage many shifachos still must do some work. The gumas. Gumas means that each hair comes from its own separate guma, own follicle, and if you have two hairs, there's no such thing as two hairs coming from one follicle. What is nafgamina? The nafgamina is, Rashi says, each one must have its own guma. If you have over your person has two cyros, and each cyr is coming from the same guma, this is not a gadol. That's not a real hair. A real hair is when it has its own guma. That's what we need.
Can you even consider it as one?
Can you, oh, so I'm not, I don't know the answer.
So
I don't
my nafkimena, if it comes from two and one,
it's not a gadol. You go to a doctor says this person only has two hairs, but the two hairs are coming from one follicle. He is not an adult. No. He is not an adult because in order to be called an adult, you have to have two shtaris, and the two shtaris must come from two separate gumais. Who said these three halachas? No, mezuman. You have to have three years. Right. Mezuman and misaf averos chayv mitzvahs. All halachas. You're not called bezmanaze. We're not bekim in these things. Bezmanaze. We have no idea what they are. So it doesn't make a difference. Bezmanaze. When a boy is 13 years in one day, he's bar mitzvah. Do you like it or not?
It's
chayv in all the halachas. Only not. You can't be mechayv in because we don't know for sure. So until he's 18 years old, you cannot be mechayv. You can't be yoytze din deraisa. If you have a mitzvah deraisa, you're not supposed to be using a bar mitzvah boy who's 30 years old. Some say until 18, or at least until he has a beard, he has a significant growth. Because we bezman hazar not bekim in water shteisaros. The neila, but the time chazal they were, and if they have two sars and one guma, it's nothing. You have to have from two shteisaros. Who taught us these three halachas? Shvud, shvachos muksa, shvachos a lot of ishus, and a lot of gumas of godless. Rav Malkiyoy. Yudvav. Next, Bloritz. If you are a barber and a non-Jew comes into your shop, so he and he tells you, "I want the goyish haircut." So you not only the hair that he leaves over the shame of avodah zara. The hair that he wants you to leave over on the locks of hair is the shame of avodah zara. So you're not allowed to. So you have to stop cutting three etzpos within the hair that he leaves over the shame of avodah zara. So it should not be considered you assisted. You made the hair of avodah zara. If you cut mamish up to the mokum where they have the zara, where they lay over the zara, that's also because then it's mashma, you're being misayaya, you're causing a growth of the zara. You have to leave over a little mash, you have to leave over three etzpos. That's blurious. Efer mikla, that's what we just learned, that it's forbidden to go and put efer mikla on a makkah, because the efer mikla is going to seep in, it's going to look like a tattoo.
Why is it repeating itself?
Oh. That's a statement. And then ugvina, you're not allowed to buy cheese from a guy. Why? Because even though cheese, in time of Chazal cannot. Cheese, bizman azeh, cheese, you're allowed to buy cheese from bizman azeh because it's almost impossible to curdle cheese from non kosher. It's almost impossible.
The rennet is only from milk.
Milk you can make from chazer, but you cannot make cheese from non kosher milk. It does not happen. That's why Rav Moshe's
matter. You could if you mix it.
No, even if you mix it, does not work.
Someone told me there's a thing called camel cheese and it's mixed with kosher.
But there are halacha lemaisa, so there are kosher. That's why government cheese, government American cheese, or Moshe's are making all of the yeshivas were making. I don't know, until recent times, maybe still are. When I was in Chaim Berlin, they used to have the U.S. Agricultural Department cheese, Tznachol of Yisrael, and they serve without any misgivings. Every yeshiva in America used to serve non Chol of Yisrael milk, because Rav Moshe says it's not Shaykh. The Gemara says Chazal says it's not shaykh for a goy. Only reason why we have chol of Yisrael milk is because we are chayish that a goy may dilute the milk of a sheep or a cow with the milk of a pig. So since it's a possibility, the mele will make a chol of Yisrael, even though Bezman says it's not going to happen. Mele, but still minig avasin biyodenu. Minig avasin biyodenu.
Yeah.
So when we make it, however, still the minig is Chol of Yisrael. However, when it comes to cheese, it was never a concern because you cannot curdle cheese from milk that is from a chazer. Does just the mitzias does not work?
So why today they give them hechsher, cream cheese, and other cheese?
No, because they eat other ingredients. Because today everything needs hechsher. Because today everything needs a hechsher. Because even though you can make the cheese, after you make the cheese, then they go other ingredients to make it taste good. They do other things. But if you have pure cheese in a chanami, you do not need a hechsher. That's why in the yeshivas they got free cheese, and they served it. However, in Talmud Chazal, there was another reason why you're not allowed to buy cheese from non-Jews, because the goyim, after they made the cheese, they would smear it. They would smear it with chazer. The cheese itself was not chazer, but they would add an additive. They would make it look nice. It should shine. It should be shame. It should shine. Like Arya, he shines. Kazoya Masli. You have to shine. And mainly, it was also to buy cheese from a non-Jew. Who said these halachas? Rabbi Malkiah. This is Shas. This Gemara appears in Shas many, many times. We have six members. Six members. Three members were sent in the name of Malkiah and Malkiyoi, and three were sent in the name of Malkiyah. Don't confuse. Don't mix up. Ham Oimer Dav B'Shem Armoi Mevi Geula LiOlam. These six things is the Geula. The Geula Likta in these six Nyanim. In these six Nyanim, you can be Zechut to the Geula. Memel. That's what the Gemara is. I'm telling you, I'm telling you, these six things represent the Geula. That's why the Gemara over here, Bedafka, is very makbid to know who's the one who said it. Because the Oimer Dav B'Shem Armoi Mevi Geula LiOlam. And these three six things are the Geula. So
what
Papa
does that
says,
mean in our times it brings the Geula?
These things, eating, shur, muksa, the soides of what these things represent, that's what it means. Chazal said this.
What does it mean?
I'll tell you what it means. What it means as far as, because when things happen in this world, why did it happen? I'll tell you the Pashat. When something happens in this world, why did it happen? Coincidence. What happened today in the world, in the world today? I don't know. I'm trying to read the news today. What happened in the world today? Whatever happened, there's probably some event happened in the world today, right? It's a coincidence. Big deal. So if you live with that attitude, everything doesn't make a difference. If you go, you know what happened today? The Ribbono Shel Olam, he's the one that caused this to happen today. When you get into the habit of tracing an event back to the Shoresh, so just like you trace a halacha back to the Mechaber, so when an event happens in the Welt, you trace it to the Mechaber. Who's the Mechaber? The Ribbono Shel Olam. When you live with such an attitude of Omer Dabe Shem Omer, you trace the Shoresh to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Then you're ready for Geula to come, because then you appreciate the Ribbono Shel Olam. If you live in the world, everything's a coincidence. You don't believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam, so therefore the Geula's not going to come. Vaita. So we have six statements.
The reason why he brought the other statements.
Since Avin Miklos, we saw six statements.
Right.
So therefore, the more the way to remember this is Vesimonich Masnisa Malchusa. A Mishnah is king. The Mishnah, the Mishnais and the Braisos, they are kings. Relative to statements are not kings. They're just like ordinary people. If you are a Mishnah or you are a Braisa, you're a Melech. If you're Stam a Memra, you're a statement that was made from an Amora, so you're not a Melech, you're just an ordinary person. So therefore, these three statements are said about a Mishnai is Malkiah. Why? Because these three statements that were said by Malkiah is like a Melech. Malkiah, relative to Malkiyoi, Malkiah is a Melech, because these statements were said in reference to Mishnayis. The other three statements have no shaykhis to Mishnayis. You see, these things that we learn over here, the halacha of Afer Beloiris, it's a Mishnah Misal of the Zara. Afer Mikla is over here in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah talks about Koseves Kaka. Koseves Kaka is a Mishnah. And now we're coming to be Masbir that just like you're not going to go make a tattoo with ink, so too if you have a wound, you put a Afer Mikla on the wound, it's also called a tattoo. This is a statement that is said toward in reference to a Mishnah. A Mishnah is a Melech. And Gavina is also a Mishnah. This is Rabbi Malka. But the other three statements of Shvud, Shefachas, and Gumas, these are not Mishnayis. These are independent loan statements where they're not Shach to Mishnayis. Mil, that's why we know that the Sim, the one who said it was Rabbi Malkiyah, the name of the Mechaber was Rabbi Malkiyoy. Vaita. The Gemara says, "My then along those Rav Papa." That's who says that's Rav Papa says this, but that's not what it said originally. Originally, the Tanakhama he disagrees. The Gemara says, "What is not mentioned in Tanakhama Rav Papa? Rav Papa was the one that says that Masnisa Malkiyah and everything else Malkiyoi. My Beinayu, Ika Beinayu Shifachois. The Navkamin is who is the one that said the member of Shifachois? According to Rav Papa, Rav Papa says Shifachois was said in reference to Rav Papa was the one who said it is? It's Rav Papa was the one that said Masnisa Rav Malkiyah and Shmaitzer Malkiyah. This is Shochas. Now, what do we mean? Look over here. Rashi explains over here. Very very short. Rashi Masnisa. Ika benayu shvachos. Okay, towards the very very bottom. Now the shvachos v'loy kamash shvachos v'even mikla. Ela shvachos greda migurin. It's going to be lopsided. It's going to be 4 and 2, not 6 and 6. That's an afkamina. Tanakama said 3 and 3. Papa says no. It's going to be 4 and 2. The Rav Malkiyah, because he holds that the shvachos was said greda migor inan, we remove because shifachos indeed, I'm sorry, shifachos was not said in reference to a Mishnah. There are only two things that was said in reference to a Mishnah. What are the two things? The two things are Afer Mikla and Afer Mikla. All the way around, I'm sorry. The Nafkamina is Shvachos can be 4. Shvachos also is a Mishnah. I'm sorry, Shefachos will also be a Mishnah. So we have a total of 4 things that are Mishnayis. Afer Mikla, Givina, Beloiris, and Shefachos. Because Shefachos is also in said in reference to a Mishnah. Okay, I can't quote you the Mishnah because I know the Mishnayis, but there are 4 things that were said in reference to a Mishnah, and only 2 things were independent statements. Those the Shita of Rav Papa. Whereas according to the Rabbanon, no, it has nothing to do with the Mishnah or with the Brayso, so the statement. It has to dastam do who said what, who said, and therefore he holds that it's 3 and 3. And Shefachos, even though Shefachos was a statement that was said in reference to a Mishnah, Masechta Ksubos, there it deals with the laws of Ksuba, what an obligation a woman has to her husband, what he has to do to her. It's said in reference to a Mishnah. Still, it's Malkiyoi and not Malkiyah. So it's going to be 3 and 3 according to the Rabbanon, even though one of those 3 is going to be a Mishnah, we're still going to keep it in the group of Malkiyoi. Whereas Rav Papa says, no, if you said in reference to a Mishnah, it's going to be Malkiyah and not Malkiyoi. 4 and 2. Vaita. Next Gemara. We learn the Gemara. Time of Chazal is very common. You go to the barber. And in the barbershop, you also get your bloodletting. 2 things you do. That's why when you go to the barbershop, there's a spinning thing. You ever see that symbol? There's a spinning red, white, and blue. It looks like the flag of the United States. It spins red, white, and blue. You know what that symbol? That's a symbol of bloodletting. That means here is where you get a bloodletter. That symbol has nothing to do with cutting your hair. That is an ancient, you can Google it, it's a symbol for bloodletting. And it used to be in ancient times, the barbers did 2 things. They took out your blood, and they also gave you a haircut. This was what they did. So for Bismana said, no one takes out your blood, but they still give you a haircut. And because that symbol is so precious to them, Memela Minigavosenu Biodenu, so we still have that symbol outside of the barber shop. Yeah. The bloodletting symbol. So
what's the blue?
What?
What's the blue then?
The blue, when the blood is very healthy, it has a bluish tinge. The veins are blue.
And you haircut in Manhattan, they're so expensive, it's almost like bloodletting.
The veins are blue. They're lacking oxygen. And what do? You stick a needle into the blue vein, and what comes out? You don't stick a vein into the artery, Chas Hashem. You stick a needle into a vein. And what color are the veins? Blue. It's blue. And when you stick in the needle, what comes out? Red. So that's why.
And the white represents the skin.
The skin.
Exposed
the
to
skin.
Oxygen, because blood is exposed to oxygen.
Comes red, immediately becomes red. So that's why it's red, white, and blue. Red, white, and blue. Vita. And this, and if a person that after they let blood, so today instead they give you a cheese Danish and they give you orange juice and they give you some donuts.
Yeah,
so in those days, instead of giving you donuts and lox, they would take ash and they would say, yeah, let's put some ash on the wound over here to heal it instead of wrapping up and heal it. And what happens when you put the ash on the wound where they let blood? It turns black and it never goes away.
Wow.
It remains black forever. So it turns you have a tattoo. So therefore, you're doing it there for the kind of someone's gonna. Is it osir? Nekar din it's because no one's gonna. Really, you're not making a tattoo. You're not doing. You're doing l'shem refuah. You're not doing l'shem.
Didn't we say before it's a problem?
Oh, so it's a problem. Maris ayin. So it's right. It's not all about maris ayin. So it's normally you're right. Normally saying very good. Normally it's about maris ayin because no one really knows why you did it. No one's gonna see if a person has rachmanos on a wound on his hand. Then he goes and he puts some ash, and then 5 years later, someone sees that it's black. They're going to suspect he did l'shem a tattoo because they didn't know it was a wound. But if you do it in the makayim where you let blood, everyone knows that part of the body where you let blood, that is not a marasign, because that was done for refuah when you after you finish letting blood. So me'ikar hadin it should be mutter. However, he's coming to be machmir this sheet of this unique kind of holes. Afilu arivta de kusilta, it is also to go and to put the ash because of marasign, even though people most will know, not everyone knows.
Vayit Rav Ashi Amar Shes. Even someone's bloodletting.
Bloodletting, you're not allowed to put the ash. Rav Ashi Amar Kol Makom Sheyesh Shamakom Akosim Mechilov, he disagrees. He goes, all, any place where there's a makom, you're allowed to eat it. New Gemar, new Mishnah, Nazir Shayim, that was easy. They won't do not drink wine. And he drank wine the ganze tag. And they only gave him one hashoy. He's only chai for one instead of malchus. If he the entire day, Amulah, they told him, Al tisha, don't drink. They warned him before every kazayas.
Everyone.
He's going to the cemetery. He's going on a tour of Poland with a great rabban and a friend. And Allah Gadol Yisrael are going to Poland to give everyone tour. And you go to hold this one. So next story. I could only get one. Amalei al-titame, do not go.
He stepped out of it.
He stepped out of the Beis HaKvaris. They went from one cemetery to the next cemetery, from Prague to Vienna, to Chves, to here, to there, with the same tour guide. And they tell him, you're a Kayin, a person was shaving his head the entire day. They tell them, don't shave, you're forbidden to go and to take a shave, take a razor, and to cut your to cut your payas. Don't wear shatnez. And he takes off and takes it back on. There's a large section. There are a lot of hairs. There are a lot of hairs in the pace. So you can live every 2 years. You cut off five.
Why does he have to say all these cases? Let him say one. We know the
right. There's a chiddush in each one. What the chiddush is, that's not for now. There's definitely something very good. There's a chiddush in each case. You would not know what the gemara, the lechayim does not talk about it. But there's a unique halacha in each of these cases. Vayta, yesh choyresh telemech. The person, now here's a new halacha, like a riddle. A person can choyresh, can plow one furrow. The chayiv, a furrow means one row in the vineyard or in the field. You go and you take a plow and you go and you dig. You plow one furrow. The chayiv olah mishum shmoyin elav and elav. And what did the Gemara Mishnah tell us? Choyresh b'shor v'chamor. Ashor v'chamor. That's shadnes. Klayim.
Sachar
is b'shor v'chamor yachdav. Then number two is v'chein mikudash. And both ashor v'chamor is kodesh. Ashor is a bechor. A chamor is a chiddush rashi. Long rashi over here. It's petech chamor. A petech chamor tiftev is seh. It's machleks in the Gemara. Is the petech chamor, is it kodesh or is it not kodesh? This man holds b'chor that it's kodesh. So yichayif ashor v'chamor the mikudashim. The klayim. The klayim b'kedem. When you're plowing, by plowing you're causing gray. Causing wine, a chartzon, a kernel of a grape seed is coming now being mixed with wheat and barley.
Yeah.
So it's kind of three. With Ashvias, it's the Shiev Shmita, you're not going to plow, that's four. The Yom Tov, it's also Yom, that's five. The Koyain, and number six is a Koyain.
I was thinking about Shabbos.
Kamle b'drabe minei. So Shabbos. Because on Shabbos, Yichayv Nisa. And once Yichayv Nisa, there's no malchus. What?
We're going to show you over here.
So you do b'shoyg on Shabbos, you do b'shoyg, so then there's a carbon, there's no malchus. You do b'shoyg, there's no malchus. Yonta there's malchus. We want to be mechayev in malchus. We want to bring the person to bezin, we told bezin, you can make and now get eight sets of lashes. What is 8 times 39? Rishol Zev, you know the numbers?
320 minus 8.
So 312 lashes.
Again?
How many lashes will this individual get? 312 gewaltig.
Maybe he only get 10.
Oh, so he can't handle it. So the Gemara's going to talk about it. So therefore, the person can get.
Doctor.
So that's a very good number to know. 312 gewaltig number. 312 is
We'll think about it.
Therefore, you should dream about this tonight. Count Dracula. One lash. Two lash. 312 lashes for going and doing this aver for eight times. The kain number 7 is the kain number 6 is the kain. It's a kain, and this place where he's plowing is a cemetery. The nazir, a nazir also is not a go to a cemetery. But they start to him. That's 8. Okay, so he's all 8.
He's
oversaying
a
kain,
saying
yes. Wow. So he gets 8 sets of lashes. Chananya ben chakinayo in there. Afa loyvesh kelayim. While you're doing this, you're in kelayim.
Maybe it's shaving the razor also.
And right, definitely 9. Amaloy, it's not a good example. No, so what's the white hand? So why talk to the Gemara said it? Because it's not a joke. Why talk? They said the Amal is other in Hashem. What are you coming to add to things that no shayches? Amal Ham Afan Nazir Lohu Lohu Hashem. So Nazir.
You mean Lohu Hashem? What do you mean?
It's not part. It's irrelevant. Wow. So you want to go tell me? So he was looking at a smartphone. According to most Gedolei Yisrael, you apostle Eidus if you look at a smartphone. So you apostle Eidus,
didn't
have
Eidus. That's why they asked me to be the Kedushin Lassat Echas.
So you want to go make Averis, so there's a whole, you can go along, go come up with a million Averis, the person can do
right, right.
Maisa. He can be Mahar and Abed Zara. So we're only doing, you do one Maisa, all these Maisa are critical, they're all critical to what you need to do. They are essential to the Avodah Sayyim. They're essential to the avodah sayyim. You plow. I'm plowing. It's shriyas and it's kalayim and it's ashar v'chamar and it's mukdash. These are things which are the etzem. The etzem. What are you doing?
How do they answer the question? Eidim and Hashem.
So Eidim and Hashem. So he said back to him, "You won't tell me Eidim Hashem. Amalam afan nazir lohu Hashem." So what relevance is there to the fact that he's a nazir? What's the depth of this Gemara?
Yeah.
That you anyway chayiv for kalayim. It is Hashem. What's the kalayim you chayiv for? Shar v'chamar yachdav. So there's another type of kalayim.
Exactly.
Once you're saying one kalayim, let's give you the full scope. Once you're already bringing into the fray, you bring into the picture kalayim. So now we have a right to give you the hashlama of kalayim. I'm not going to go talk about walking at a smartphone. That's irrelevant. I wonder if you took a kalayim, let's bring in the ganze shlemus of him. You're wearing shadnes, right? It says af halavish kalayim. You climb. So there's another type of kalayim. Another type of kalayim is you're wearing the clothing on your back. It's oichet kalayim. So therefore, it is relevant. So he says, no, the wearing on your back of your shirt kalayim is true, it's related to the shor v'chamar yachdav, but it's still not relevant to the ma'aseh that's having. So nazir is. Why did you list nazir? He's a nazir. Nazir and a kohen lezol bazach. Nazir is not allowed to be metameh, and a kohen is not allowed to be metameh. So the eichet of the zol bazach, the same way you don't want to bring kalayim because you don't want to bring the full scope of kalayim, you only want to focus on one. So what right then do you have to bring into the case over here? A kohen and a nazir, because a kohen and a nazir, the zol bazach.
Okay, so why did he bring in a nazir?
So obviously, so you see a merdik olamus in this gemara is that the difference between the Tanakhama holds, the difference between a kohen and a nazir is greater than the difference than losach or shor v'chamar yachdav and shatnes. They're two different, even though yichara on paper the zol bazach, two different examples of one avera. Shatnes you can break up, klane you break up into a shor v'chamar, and you can also focus on clothing. So in the same kind of kavana you can say as a nazir and a kohen, obviously they're different. It's a different machus. He's saying, no, a nazir is not a kohen. There's a kohen and there's a nazir. Ein achinami, both of them have dinim, where you're not letting them tumble a mace, but their difference is a different sug. The difference between them is more distinct, it's more unique in male. That's why we can include both of them in the Mishnah, but you cannot include the Mishnah just for the sake of eating numbers. Shanis. Vaitin the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yosef. Hosho Levesh. Levesh Mavid. Going back to the halacha, a person does multiple averus the entire day, so it's Chayva called Achas Yachas.
By the way, why didn't he include Sachsham Bedisha? Why didn't they ask that question? Sachsham
Shah. Sachsham Bedisha. That's Lav Dechasimka. That's not part of the Maisa. The Sachsham Shah Bedisha is before you do it. When you chayav balchus for
safsa, that's right.
In the beginning, when you're at home, when you're at home, you're getting ready. When this is the ma'isa harisha, ma'isa harisha yinrav. Vaita, Amr, Abi, Bar Yosef, a poshav levish, levish ma'avish. When it says the a person can take off the clothing the whole day, the ganze dog, he takes off the clothing, puts it back on,
his
jacket. A beautiful jacket, designer jacket of shanis, they take something the whole day, back and forth. So sit over here, going to the chayv every single day, you take it about push of levish. So it says, don't say it means. So he does machlokes. Excuse me. I'm going to be icy. Push of levish, levish mamish. Does this mean you completely remove the clothing from your body and put it back on? Oi, it's enough. Afilu machnis and moitzi beis yad un kalish lo. You take off the sleeve. The sleeve, you take the sleeve back and forth, even though the most of the garment is on your body. The only thing that you're removing is just your hand. Is that enough?
What does unclean mean?
Unclean means your arm. The sleeve, your arm. Base yad unclean. I'm assuming it means that the English translation, I'm assuming it means your arm.
Machve means
so the Gemara says machve rav achabe ravika ayuli afuki means you mamish take it off.
What does machve mean?
He demonstrated. He demonstrated means the imam, you have to mamish take off your jacket entirely.
In order to be what?
To be chayiv multiple lavim. Multiple lavim. As long as the chelik of the garment is on your body, you're not going to be chayiv for. If they warn you a second time, do not wear shatnez. And then you put the sleeve on. The sleeve is over your, draped over your shoulders, and you remove your hands from the sleeves, and then they tell you do not wear shanes, and you put your hands into the sleeve. So he demonstrated your potter. You only have the first malchus when you put on for the very first time. Now that you removed your hands from the sleeves, even once even now, and it's draped over your shoulders, and you put your hands
it's
back inside. What? You're not chayiv.
Sometimes they tell him it's possible it has shan. They don't for sure.
No, the ashra suffix. That's not like a sashra suffix. That's no.
You have to give him a sashra each time he's before he's.
Yes, that's what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah gave multiple examples. He was just focusing on the case of shanis. Rav Ashi, I'm afili lo shoy el k'day liv shoy v'lo b'shchayif. He disagrees. He holds no. Even if the person did not take off the garment, even if he's wearing the garment, but he delayed, it was just a stamma delay. He was wearing the garment. And then they told him, you know, you can take the garment off. Please take the garment off. You're being over on the Isra Shanes. And he refuses to take the garment off, even though he did not do a new Maisa. Just your inaction, your just sitting there and doing nothing, that itself is enough to be Mechayiv, according to Isma'an Diyamar, every time they give him Asra. The person is wearing Shanes. They tell him, you know, you're wearing Shanes, take off the garment.
And he doesn't.
And he is in action. He remains with the garment on. He refused to take it on.
He's enough to
it. Now this Gemara you should know is Nogel Lalamais. There are examples of halacha. For example, it comes to a person wearing a talis, and the talis falls off by accident. So what is halacha? You have to make a new bracha. So let's say a shtickle of the talis is still over your shoulder. Very kind, right? You're walking in shul, and then the talis falls off, and a small amount of the talis is still draped over your shoulder. Do you have to make a new bracha? The majority of the talis has fallen off onto the ground, and a small amount. It's telling the smachleikas. When it comes to his the shaila, when you're in the chayif for the isra of shatnez, do you have to completely remove it and to put it back on? Or even if you did not completely remove the garment, you just removed your hand from the sleeve, and they warn you, don't wear shanets, and you just put your hand into that's significant enough to be chayif. That would mean if you hold that putting your hand into the sleeve is significant enough, that would mean that if the talus falls off the majority of your body, it doesn't matter. It's either it fell off. You would be mechayiv to make a naya bracha. But if you hold that just putting your hand into the sleeve is not enough, then you would not need to make another bracha. That indeed is the halacha. First, when the talis falls off, and even a small amount of the talis is still over your body, you do not need to make another bracha. But if the entire talis falls off your body, you have to make a new bracha. You shall zev this in the gate you very soon. You have to make a new bracha if the talis falls off.
If you go to the bathroom, you don't have to make another bracha. That's a different type of.
If the talis falls off, the talis falls off.
You have in mind.
Entirely. That's a different halacha. If you have in mind to put it back on, you go to the Beis Akisei, and you have Kavana, and
let's
put it back on.
Let's even if the talus falls off. And you know, it might fall off.
No, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't matter if it falls off. You automatically have to make a new bracha. But if a shtickle of the talus remains on your body, you don't need a new bracha. Another
then you don't make a bracha. What? A little bit on your body, then
you make a new bracha. Halacha ma'is, you not make a new bracha. Another example over here is a person in the mikvah. Some people have a minute, they go to mikvah, they want to go to mikvah 100 times. They want to dip 110 times, 130 times, right? Rav Shol Zev, Dizim and Hagim. How many times did the mikvah? The Mishnah Berurah says you don't dip once. The only time the Shagasa did more than once. The only time you did three times every Yom Kippur. Every Yom Kippur, you did Mishum Kapara, you did Mishum Tahara, you did Mishum Kapara. And when you do a Baal Tshuva has to go to mikveh to do part of the tshuva process. And when you dig the Mishnah, you have to dip three times. Chotasi avisi poshati. Chay peshav oven. Every Yom Kippur, you dip three times. The whole year round, you only dip a Tosefes Kedusha, only dip one time. Amol, there are people, the Chassidishim and Hagim, they have the Makabel to dip multiples of all different gematrias, the gematria of your name. So people have this shtick. Well, they just go in and they just move their hand up and their finger up and down.
Wow.
They move their finger up and down 100 times.
Counter.
So then that's like a counter. So
that's not good.
Ah, that's a shaila. It's totally in this. It's totally in this. Is you need a gansach or maybe just even a shtick.
You've seen it? People sticking their finger out.
Yeah, I saw it all the time. Avada.
But don't we have a call all over?
Let me tell you a rule. The strangest things in life you will see in the mikvah. You will hear the strangest comments
people
from people.
With tattoos.
Don't we have a cloud rubric and kulo, so that applies here.
Obviously now when it comes to a levush, you see the Gemara's a shayla. Maybe a levush, a din malbush, a levush requires a shlemus. That's a shayla. I don't know the problem. They just go by it. Next Gemara. Yeish chayish, a person in the chayish tell him, a person goes in the chayish, climb like it. Now this means you can't climb. Not play. What is climb? Climb normally means you take two seeds, you plant them together. Let's say the two seeds are exposed, they're in the ground, and you just take earth and you cover it. I don't plant, that's not called planting. Planting is you take it and you put it into the ground. I take it and I put it for the very first time to the ground. That lechayr is climb. Over here, I didn't do that. It happened in Hashemayim, but these two seeds came on the ground. The wind blew on the ground. I come along, I just take some earth and I cover it. Is that enough of a mais to be chay for the din of climb? So we have a chiddush of Rabbi Yanai. He says, b'chavura, in the chavura, nim nevgamru, they took a vote. They took a vote and they came to the conclusion that the climb like a person. Indeed, they takes a clump of earth and you cover over pre-existing.
You mean you have three and then he just puts?
He puts it over. You have the wheat, barley, and
he just covers it with the
great,
soil.
Right, just the cover is enough.
Well, maybe it doesn't grow without being covered or whatever.
It doesn't matter. Even if it doesn't grow, the point is l'chayr when it says zriya the pashup shadi eska child, they would tell you zriya means I have in my hands three seeds. I take them and I put it in the ground and I cover it. I did not put it in the ground. Someone else put it in the ground. I just did half a maisa. I took some earth and I covered it. The God, is that sufficient? Is that a maisa?
Okay.
Is that a maisa sholem to be chai malchus? So zok the hill gemara am b'yanai the chavura in the group of the talmid chacham nimd we took a vote. And they concluded hachoyfe b'klaim loikem am ram yochanan lab mishnah saying who is zoi that's a perish of mishnah vashem the mishnah 8 what are the 8 yesh chayish tel mechad v'chayv olam mishum shmoin ishlam and one of them is a choydei she plowing b'shod chamav v'hin b'kudoshim b'klaim b'karem and it says over there you're doing chayish and it's klayim and it says over here that it's klayim b'kem b'chayfe klayim hay chayish tim d'mechayv mishum klayim hechim b'shachas lo ladim b'chasi b'chadei do'ozil. It doesn't say over here that you, when you put the seeds in the ground, it says that you have an animal and you're pulling the animal, and by pulling the animal, you're doing yourself. You're pulling the two animals, and it says by plowing, you're causing the cover. When you plow, you're causing the earth to cover the seeds.
Mm-hmm.
So you see, this does not make any mention here in this price that you actually put the seeds in the ground.
Yeah.
All it says you pull the plow, pulling the plow, you're causing it to be covered. So you have a raya, gevaldig raya. So on the left, here's a gevaldig.
So if that's the case, what's fair now? Why did they have to break their heads?
Oh, so exactly. Mamish and Navi. So exactly the Gemara's kasha. So on the left, so they were saying, what's the chiddush? They're saying, what's the chiddush? The Ferish of Mishnah. So he said to him, if not for us thinking about this and being ma'ayin to the shaila, you never would have realized that's pshat in the Mishnah. It's not Avi, it's only that we were Megal, when we broke our heads and we thought about this and we came to the conclusion, now, Siyata Deshmaya and Shmai Galia, it's Mamash the Ferish Mishnah.
The Ferish Mishnah is Mishnah the Shabbos. So Zereya, the Cherish, doesn't say Cherish. First comes Cherish and then comes Zereya. Why doesn't it just say Zereya?
Two different halachas. No, Cherish is not even planting, that's different halacha. That's Cherisha.
I understand, but over here he's talking about Charisha, where he's covering over the seeds.
In two halachas. Yechai for Charisha, and Yechai Shem Kalayim. Kalayim is in Zoreya. The Masechta Shabbos is telling the Malacha Deraisa of Zoreya, and there's a Malacha Deraisa of Charisha. Chai Luchud v'Chai Luchud. So here is Yechai for Charisha, Charisha, because it's Shavuos, and you also Chai for another Loisa say of Kalayim. Kalayim needs Zoreya. Where's the Zoreya? The Zoreya is that now that the earth is going to cover over the seed, the Masechta Shabbos, there was no seed. Go no seeds. Ad rabba. Ruba de ruba. Mizach the Shabbos. No, the seven halacha.
That's why it says charish after zoreya. Teach you that
two types of charisha
after.
These are two charisha.
Two charishas.
But the first charisha, but it's not counted as different halachas. The ikar charisha is the first charisha.
Right.
The first charisha, there's no seeds.
Right.
In this case, it's the second charisha. So yichay for two. Yichay for the charisha and for the zriya. And Mizach the Shabbos is telling you that you can yichay for each one independently. You can yichay for a zriya without a charisha, and you can yichay for a charisha without a zriya. Right, Amalei. So he told him, "Mordik, you said in life, Ilav did the lie loch chaspa. Not for the fact that I uncovered, I took the chaspa, the piece of pottery, and uncovered it. Me mishkachas margonisa. To so would you have discovered the pearl, the gem underneath it? In life, there are gems wherever you look. Wherever you look, wherever you discover, there are gems. You look around. The mamish in your backyard are gems. You need a person to open up. Vayiftach Hashem es eineha. Hashem opened up her eyes, Hagar, Vayar, and she saw the well of water. It was right in front of her eyes.
Just told her that.
The Gantz of life, there are things right in front of your eyes. You don't know what you're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
Right in front of your eyes. You need the Rebbe to give you Sadash Mayas, the Zabzach. The Rabban over here, they went, because we were Megalah, the Schilish, only because of us did you realize that's Pshat in the Mishnah. If not for you hearing a Shif Mas, you could learn this Mishnah 1,000 times, you would never understand the depth of this Mishnah that's coming to teach you Salacha.
So again, I'm going to let you love the Dilah.
It's not for us.
Dilah, yeah.
That uncovered, that uncovered for you the Chas, we took the piece of pottery. We picked up a piece of pottery that was on the ground. You never would have discovered the pearl that lies underneath there.
Oh, that's just an allegory.
It's an expression.
Yeah, yeah.
It's idiom. It's an expression. Chaspa mi meshkachas magnisa tuta. Amar le Rosh Hashanah le Rabbi Yochanan. So he says, ilav de kal soch gavah rabba. If not for the fact that a great person, no. So he said, pum vaker. If not for the fact, not necessarily. He's saying the same thing. He's saying, if not for the fact that he praised you, he can't give you the haskama. In other words, inichnami. The Mishnah, I have another answer. Inichnami, the Mishnah is klar. The Mishnah Taka holds that charisha, just covering a seed, is enough. Covering a seed of klayim is enough. Yichayif locha deraisa of klayim. But you know something? This is not mainstream. This shita is the shita of Das Yochid. Who's Das Yochid? Bekiva. In other words, ilav de kalsoch gavarab. If not for the fact that a great person praised you, and he told you that you're mechav the emes pshat of the Mishnah, that even the Rabbanon, everyone, the less man the polit, that if you cover over a seed with earth, automatically yichayif for zriya, hava amina masnitz and mani, Rabbi Akiva, the Mishnah is Das Yochid.
What's Yosef mean?
Praise. If not for the fact that he praised you, he praised that you're a genius, and you have indeed discovered the secret pshat in the Mishnah, which basically means that they're giving you the haskama, that the Mishnah is the das, is the sheet of the Rabbanon. Even the Rabbanon, the mainstream opinion agrees that the chayif or zriya, you do not need to put the seed in the ground. It is sufficient just to cover the seed. If not for the fact that's the mainstream, I would say that no, Enoch and Ami, the Mishnah Taka is teaching us you do not need to put the seed in the ground. But the Mishnah is following the Das Yochid. Who is the Das Yochid? Rabbi Akiva. Have me the Masis and Rabbi Akiva. The Amar have a Kayim Klayim like it. Rabbi Akiva, when it comes to Klayim, when it comes to Klayim, he holds the selected with Shatnes, that we said before. A person is wearing a garment, and they say, "Sir, do you know that the garment you're wearing is Shatnes?" I know it's Shatnes. Take it off. And you say to him, "I don't care. I will remain wearing with this garment. I'm not taking it off." And he keeps it on himself for 10 seconds, the amount of time it takes to take it off and put it back on. So what is Allah according to Rabbi Kiva? He's Chayef, Malkus. Why Chayef Malkus? I did not do a Maisa. So Rabbi Kiva holds, no, you did a Maisa. You did a Maisa half an hour ago when you put it on for the very first time. My Hasra now and your insubordination can be mitzvotev to mechayev you malchus. What you did before, half an hour ago, you're in subordination now, my hashrak, and mechayev you malchus. That's the shita of Yakiva. So same thing over here, we can say when it comes to the climb as well, hamakayim climb is loike. So it's a memel of you, mechayim is loike. So certainly, covering it over with earth. Ma'adach yechayev for being mechayim, if you have in your field climb, and the bezin gives a knock on your door and says, "Sir, you know, in your front lawn, there's growing klayim, besides marijuana and all other illegal substance. You're growing klayim on your front lawn. You're growing klayim." The garden once told us that, you know, you have marijuana growing on your front lawn. And you have a flower pot. Do you realize that? He told us, "Really? Well, I said, I don't know anywhere where marijuana is." Okay, but he told us that. So you have klayim growing here.
Yeah,
what?
Yeah,
so you get so you have over here So if Mad Rabbi Kiva holds Yechayv for doing nothing, just stop doing nothing, Yechayv, Alachas Kama Vekama, Rabbi Kiva will hold, that being Mechapa, taking earth and covering over the Yechayv.
Surely, yeah.
Yechayv. But what would the Rabbanon hold? Yeah. What would the Rabbanon, the Rabbanon who are clearly going to Rabbi Kiva, know to be Chayv, he must do a Maisa Zriya. He must do a Maisa Zriya, therefore the Mishnah is not a Raya. So now that they came along, they told you,
why it's not a raya from the Mishnah?
No, because the Mishnah can be going like Rabbi Akiva.
More than it's not a raya, it's a raya fakert.
Why we just we know the Mishnah stop? We can say the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Akiva.
No, I'm saying if you need a Maisa, and here you're not doing a Maisa, you're just covering, so it's a raya fakert.
But who says, what do you mean, Mishnah Yichai Malkus? The Mishnah says Yichai Malkus for covering. No, that's not what it says in the Mishnah.
Yeah.
Yichai Eilavin. And
yeah, but we don't know if it's just covering
the Aron
Shailas. It's just covering the with dirt.
Just covering with dirt.
We know that Yechayev.
So it says that Yechayev, Yechayevish. In case of the mission is going with the seeds already there, and you're plowing, and by plowing you're causing the earth to cover.
So yeah,
so we thought that because this is the chiddush of what the Rabban did. Nimnu v'gamru. They took a vote, and the vote was in the sheet of the Rabbanon. That even the Rabbanon hold that when it comes to Kelayim, you don't need a Maisa Zriya. For Kelayim, it's enough to do Chippoy.
And these are the same Rabbanon that say that if you put on something and you don't take it off?
No, they don't hold that halacha. Those Rabbanon, who when it comes to Kelayim, that you're going to be chai for covering with earth, hold that if you're wearing shatnez, or if you have in your field Kelayim, real Kelayim, and you're warned, take it out, remove the Kelayim, take off your clothing, they hold your potter.
You don't get
Malkus.
Because you need a Maisa.
But this is a good enough Maisa. Carving over a seed is a good enough Maisa. So therefore, we would think that this Rabbanan, if not for the fact that they came and they gave you a Haskama, that you are correct, that from this Mishnah is not following Rabbi Akiva. This Mishnah is following the sheet of the Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan also are of agreement that when it comes to the case of Kelayim, just covering the seeds is sufficient. If we did not have they're telling us this chiddush, then we would say no. According to the Rabban, if you cover over the seeds, you're potter.
Because it's not considered
a maisa. Oh, what about the Mishnah? The Mishnah says taki yichayev. The Mishnah is following the das yochid. Who's the das yochid? Rabbi Akiva.
You're not doing a maisa. You're covering it.
That's not. But you know you need to do a better maisa. Covering is not something you need to put the seeds in the ground.
Oh, I see.
And what about the Mishnah? The Mishnah is going like a das yochid.
So now it's not. He's going even
the Rabbanon. How do we know that? Because he went because what happened? Because he told him, who's the story of who told said to Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai said, this is the Chavura, and Rabbi Yochanan says, oh, it's a Mishnah. So, and when he told him it's a Mishnah, so what did the Rabbi Yanai say? Oh, very good, you found the Mishnah. If not for us, you never would have discovered this. So indirectly, when Rabbi Yanai said to Rabbi Yochanan, Gvaldik, you're a Gvaldik person, you now know Emes of Shah in the Mishnah, but don't take credit for yourself, because if not for us, you never would have figured this out. But indirectly, what has Rav Yanai said? That the Mishnah is following the Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon hold exactly what we taught, Nimnu v'gamru, you don't need to do a full Maisa, putting the seeds in the ground, it's sufficient to do a Chatzi Maisa of covering it over. Because if not for Rav Yanai coming to give his Haskama on the Chiddush of Rav Yochanan, we would say Rav Yochanan is wrong. We would say that the Mishnah is irrelevant to the Rabbanan. When Rabbi Yanai said Nimnu v'gamru, they were saying in the sheet of the Chachamim, and the Mishnah is a Das Yochid. Who's a Das Yochid? The Hail Rabbi Akiva.
Now they're saying even the Rabbanan would.
Even the Rabbanan, exactly. Gvaldik. Right in the Gemara. So therefore, I would say, when the Gemara says, I would say, Hamanachesh means you pull out weeds. Or you cover the kelayim loike. That's Tanakama. That's not Tanakama. Says in order to be chayiv, you have to menachesh v'amechape. Mechape means to cover over the kelayim loike.
You mean not only do you deposit seeds, but even if you pull out?
Right. Correct. Menachesh means you weed.
I don't understand if you pull out.
So also mice, because you're causing it, you're giving it success. Because as long as the weed is there, it's not going to grow well. If the weed is there, the weed is
takes
is,
away for the nourishment.
It's taking away the nourishment.
I mean, weeds is like unnecessary.
It's removing. It's taking it. It's hogging the nutrients for itself. So by taking out the weed, you did a mice to now channel the nutrients
to make
good. The amechape is you cover. So that's a gvald gemaisa. The kalayim loike. Rabbi Akiva, af ha-mekayim, even mekayim is going to be sufficient.
You do nothing.
It's brought to your attention. It's enough. So madach mekayim is going to be chayiv, alach haskam mekayim, you can be chayiv for covering it.
So he's just strengthening that.
Exactly,
see,
the pleasure of
Isa. This comes to, even according to the Rabbanim.
Right. My time with Rabbi Akiva, then the Brisa, Sotchol, Isra, Kalayim, do not plant. Ein li ala zorea. It says, it's what make a drasha. The pasuk before, it says the pasuk before behemtucha. What is the whole pasuk? He has a little tricky. As chuk says, behemtucha lo sabia kilayim. Period. Sadecha lo sizra kilayim. Okay, two different statements, two different sentences. Your animals don't crossbreed, and number two, your field do not plant. He says, make a drasha. Don't put the period after the word, the first kilayim. Your animals do not cross breed kilayim. Period. No. Don't put the period there. Put the period before. Behem decholoi sabia. Period. Kilayim sadecholoi. Period. To tolerate kilayim in your field, loy. You see the drush is?
Mm-hmm. No. It says one next
it
to the
says
other.
Two sentences. Behem decholoi sabia. Kilayim.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
Good?
Yeah.
Then it says, Sadcha lo sizra kilayim. Period.
Yeah.
Don't put the periods in that location. Read it like this. Behemtcha lo sarbia. Period. Now, kilayim sadcha lo. Period.
What's the rest of it?
Tizra kilayim? We don't have to focus. It's a drasha. We have to focus on that. That's not relevant for us.
Kilayim sadcha lo sizra.
No. Kilayim sadcha lo. Period. Forget about planting.
Okay.
Even that it should exist, kilayim.
Yeah, but no one is that grammatically correct?
Yes, it is.
To say kilayim sad chalot, nobody would talk like that.
It's a drasha. Yes, it is. It's a drasha. That's the way Chazal told. It's a drasha. That's the drasha. That's the time. Chan from the loy.
Vayda.
Chan from Akiva.
Again, Tanya sad chalot sizra. Yeah.
Behem to kilayim sad chalot. Period.
Ignore
the parentheses. Kilayim sadcha loy. The word kilayim really belongs in the previous sentence. Right, okay, and it's teaching that you mean you're not maintained. Right, why only 7? Why not 8? Tisha miyodea. Why only 8?
Lilke,
get Malkis, not Mishum Zoreb Yomtev. Why in the Mishra are there only 8 Malkis? I have another Malkis. I'm doing Malach on Yomtev. How come the Mishnah omitted the Malkis of Zoreya Biyomtev, Zuria? Okay, we didn't say Zuria. We said Charisha, and we spoke about Charisha, but we didn't focus
on it. How is he sowing in Yomtev?
By planting Kalayim. I planted the same way Yechai for Kilayim, Yechai for Zuriya. So they're Tzvei Dinim. I'm doing a Mitzvah of Kilayim in order to be Yechai for Kilayim.
You're Yechai Harisha on Yantav also?
Yes.
So why Davke Zuriya?
Because we already counted Harisha. That was already one of the 8. The question is, there should be 9. Mm-hmm. In the Mishnah it says there's 8. One of the 8 is Harisha. Frek the Gemara, why only 8? I have a number 9. What's number 9? Zuriya. I'm Yechai for Kilayim, I'm Yechai for Zuriya. And the Zriyat's on Yomtev. So why only 8? So the Ligna Mishum Zriyat Yomtev, Amalei Tanev Shaya, no Kasha. It's not a comprehensive list.
Amalei, we say a number. We don't say Tanev Shaya when there's a number.
Sometimes we do. Sometimes we do say it. Let's see when I finish it. Amalei, that's one answer. Amalei, it's your Kasha. Can you see what your Kasha? Vimor is Kasha. Yimachavid, Vimor is Kasha. Yimachavid. Amalei, Tanev, Ketani, Shmon, Neviyad, Amalei, Tanev Shaya. If you say a number, you can't have a tire. Amarava, Yesh, Chilik, here's a Mordek, Yesoid, Yesh, Chilik, Malachas, Bashamas, and Chilik, Malachas, Bill. This is Mamash, Yesoid, the whole Kadait, come in time for this Yesoid. The Lam, it has Malachas on Shabbos. If you do all 39 and 1, all 30, Behel Mechad, I don't know today is Shabbos. And I do every single Malacha. How many Karbonas in Yechayev Shoygate? How many Karbonas? 39. You can theoretically be chayiv 39 karbonis if you do it b'shoyg. Well, 39 sets of karas. Rachman al Salim, b'mezid. But when it comes to yamtiv, a person does all 39 malachas on yamtiv, b'mezid. You only have one hasra, you only get one malachas. There's one iser, one klal. Loi sase kol malacha. And if you do all 39 categories of labor, one malchus. So Mela, once we got
to... On Shabbos also, with one hasra, you're only going to get one.
You get 39.
You don't need separate hasras?
With one, no, you get... You, no, you don't say that. You don't, exactly, you don't need.
You don't need. You get every don't do malacha. It's machloikas if you have to be specific. If you learn like the mandel, you don't have to be specific. For a carbon, you don't need hasra. For a carbon, so you can have 39 carbonis. So if that itself is it depends on the machloikas, what you need exactly to give hasra for. If you say, according to one mandel amar, don't do malacha. Don't do malacha. And you now do all 39 malachas, you can be chayv 39 is chayv kreisos.
Shabbos.
And Shabbos. But Yom Tov only one. There's no chilik memela once we got you. We got you for Charisha. There's nothing more to get him
right.
For.
Yom Tov.
Yom Tov, once we got you, malachas no more. Amalei. Amalei. Adotehe. What a beautiful answer. The most. In other words, this is the equivalent of Givaldik. The same way today, in our. And our yeshiva shenis chois, when someone says something good, they say excellent, or someone says well said, or you say gewaldig.
Look at the Goz Habach, he says what you're saying.
Haft of a ferach.
There's a good svara.
So shall be. Ado upon this, tehei it shall be. Upon this it shall be. It's an expression. It means excellent. Excellent. Well said.
Mashu.
Well said.
Well said.
Haft of a ferach. Vaita. Eisre abaye. In fact, they ain't really. Is that you so correct that there's no chilik malachas for Yom Tov? They ain't chilik malachas for Yom Tov. I'm telling you, the Mishnah Malachim, I'm actually going to get becholov. Another example of multiple malachas. A person cooks a gid hanoshe becholov in fat. I'm sorry, milk.
Different laven.
And let's see one thing at a time. Gid the Gemara, the Machlis the Gemara, is the gid hanoshe is it a piece of a rack or is it meat? The Gemara is now making an assumption that this shita holds that a git hanosha is bosa.
We know it has to be bosa because there's no, an issur to eat it.
No, not necessarily. So, is it to eat a piece of rock? That doesn't mean it's bosa.
Eat rock? It's not a.
It's a sinew. It's not muchach that it's bosa. This brisa holds it's bosa. It's machloikis. It's machloikis is a git hanosha.
Because I think it has meat attached to it. No?
We're not dealing with the meat. We're dealing with the gid.
That's what I'm
the
saying.
The gid alain, the gid. The
no, but I'm saying if something is like a rock and you eat it, you can't be chayav. It's like
good question. The Gemara is yakash. The Gemara does the Torah is mechayav you anyway. Even in a chanan, even though it has no taste, even though it has no taste, it's looking mechayav git hanosha. Gzeres hakasef. So the shaila now is it called basa? So this mandama holds, yes. Mil it's basar, so there's a prohibition of basar b'cholov. If you cook basar b'cholov, chay malchus. So I'm a vashal gid b'cholov, and it's yantif. So yantif, you're doing a bishul. It's a malacha, v'achol and you eat it. So it's not a vasachas, by the way.
Yeah, but it's sarchaych
yantif. It's not a vasachas. Like a chomesh. Like a mishum echol gid. That's number one. Like a mishum vashal b'yantif. Shaloy l'tzarech. Because you know, like, it's a business bishul l'tzarech, because you can eat it. Right? There can't be a better bishul l'tzarech, you can eat it. It's treif.
Right.
Like a mishum vashal gid b'cholof. Basa b'cholof.
Yeah.
V'loike mishum oichel basa b'cholof. Oichel mishum oichel basa b'cholof. V'loike mishum...
Are we talking about he eats it also?
Eats it. V'loike mishum havara. Making a fire. What are you talking about? Making a fire is a malacha on Yom Tov, and bishul is a malacha on Yom Tov. Even if I don't make the fire, if you have the range is on, and I just put down on the range a kettle of water, I'm chayif a bishul. I didn't make a fire, but I'm chayif a bishul because I cooked it. Two malachas. What are you talking about? But it's Yom Tov. We just concluded there's no chilik malachas for Yom Tov. Only chayif one mishum avara. The misa mishum avara loy mechayif. The chayil mishum bishul. So the Gemara says correct. Well said. It's a mistake. Apek havara, take out havara. Ve'ayel gid hanoshe shel nevela. Einach nam yichayef eating nevela. We're not dealing with stam azoy, a gid hanoshe that has the hechsh of the badats and the oyu and the mitzvah. We're going with the hanoshe from a chelev, Purdue, from wherever, tataraf tray for meat. I take out. It's nevela. Oh, he says yichayef two alchilas. The shalosh al bishuloi. Now, if you're telling me you're going to tell the nevela, so nevela, it's three bishlam until now. You chay for a havara, so there's going to be three for bishul. There's a malacha d'rais of bishul, a malacha d'rais of havara,
yeah.
And a malacha d'rais of basav b'cholov, bishul basav b'cholov.
Yeah.
And two for the achila is achilas basav b'cholov, And with nevelu, no, not nevelu. We didn't say the nevelu. And yochayv the issa the rice. We didn't get an osha. So, but now that you're telling me there's a tos, and it's not going to be havara. We're going to delete havara, and we're going to exchange it for nevelu. So now there's three for achila. I'm eating gid hanosha. Yeah. I'm eating nevelu, right. And I'm eating basa b'chalav. And there's only two for the bishul. The bishul of basa b'chalav,
yeah.
And bishul. So therefore, the numbers don't add up. The emissah should be shalosh al achilas. You're going to tell me you're going to delete havara and you're going to exchange it for nevela. The emissah shalosh al achilas. So you're telling me that is a mistake. We had two cases of malacha for yomtiv. Havara,
yeah.
Havara and bishul.
Yeah.
So now the Gemara is saying take out havara.
Yeah.
Delete havara. If I delete havara because yikimi chayiv too for yomtiv, exchange it for what?
Nevela.
But if you exchange it for nevela, so how many yichayev for eating? Yichayev eating three. How many yichayev for cooking? Two.
Yeah.
But we said in the other brayso, clarify yichayev three for cooking and two for eating.
Yeah.
That's what it says. The otanei mechil loike shtayim. The top line over here. Look, four lines. One to four lines from the top. Shtayim. Mishum achilas. Four lines. Look at four lines from the top. Four lines from the top. The otami achia like a shtayim alachilas.
Oh, now he's saying just opposite.
The shalosh al bishula, but the misa. You're going to tell me we take out havara. We're going to havara. We're going to put instead nevela. It's shalosh al achilas.
Remember the original question. That's what we're trying to answer. So how are we answering if they still have?
So what we know the answer was we took out havara. What were the problematic cases? Bishul is a malach on yomtiv. Havara is a malach on yomtiv. And how many of those counted as? Two. But there's ein chilik malachas for yomtiv. So how many you only chai for those two? One. So how many lavni are you going to get? How many malachas are you going to get? Four. Not five. So how do we solve that problem?
Put in the vela.
We took out havara and we put in the vela. Oh, by taking out havara.
Now you have on three on two on
the bishul.
Yeah.
And it says Rabbi Chiya says that when you make a final analysis, he says you're going to be chayiv three for the bishul and two for the nevela. The emisa shalosh achilas of hu dechayiv. So the Gemara says, Eli, you write, we have to revision number two. El apik havara v'ayel atzei asheda. Ein achnami take out havara. Do not include nevela. A new answer, the fuel that's being used over here to make the fire, because atzei asherah, where did it say in the Torah, the malchus, and go nen if atzei asherah chai malchus, the azharasa mehachal lo yidba gilchum u'uma, you're not allowed to remain in your possession, anything from the cheirim, from avodah zara, memela, that's what
it's saying.
So, amal ravachabed, the rov of the ravashav, look at that, mishum lo savi, yitoy velo besecha, oh, once you tell me it's atzei asherah, why stop there, why only five, there should be six, once we're dealing with atzei hash, there's another loy sase toyeva eloch ma'iskin going
referring to avodah
zara. Avodah zara eloch ma'iskin going shabishle be atzei hegdish. Oh, in achnami you're not using atzei hashera, you're using atzei hegdish. You're being moil be hegdish. Where's the loy v'asarosim hachal v'ashreim tishuv v'yesh loy sasun kein lasham lokeichan. So there
you learn out that
five
you can't do it
right. So the maskon is hegdish in five cases exactly.
What's the chat that the Gemara